This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Where will it end?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Well, let's just get it out of the way. The Dow fell about 4.25%, just shy of 300 points. It's at 6763, a level not seen since April of 1997. The NASDAQ was down 4%. S&P 500 shares lost more than 4.5%. Asian markets closed down for the most part. Hong Kong shares lost more than 2.25% today. European markets are mixed at this hour. London's FTSE, coming off of a big loss yesterday, is down by more than 1%, and CAC 40 shares in Paris are slightly higher today. Now let's talk about this current economic climate, where the word rebound seems to have gotten lost in the lexicon. David Cligget is chief investment officer for Dover Management. He says these 10 and 12-year lows we're seeing in the stock market are telling us something.
I think we're slowly coming to grips with the severity of the economic downturn. And I think associated with that economic downturn is a profound and, I think it's fair to say, unprecedented breakdown in corporate profitability.
Cligget says he thinks it all comes back to Americans borrowing too much over the last decade and attempts now to save the old-fashioned way are going to take a while to make a difference. President Obama is dispatching Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and his budget director Peter Orszag to Capitol Hill today. They're going to defend the tax increases and spending plans in Mr. Obama's proposed budget for 2010. Geithner is expected to draw some big questions from the House Ways and Means Committee. Republicans are calling fees that Obama wants to charge industry for greenhouse gas pollution a hidden tax, saying they'll raise electric bills for most Americans. We're just a few weeks into the president's near $800 billion stimulus package, and starting today, federal agencies must disclose how they're spending their share of the money. The Office of Management and Budget wants weekly online reports. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill reports.
Visitors will find the weekly spending plans on recovery.gov. In their initial reports, agencies must state how much Congress gave them, how they'll spend the money, and any action they've already taken. More detailed plans are required in May. Rob Neighbors is Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget. He says OMB is assigning 470 staffers to this effort.
That weekly report will become the basis by which OMB, the White House, and Congress conduct our oversight responsibilities with regard to the agencies.
Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog, calls the online updates an unprecedented experiment.
This is, I think, the first time government is held accountable in any accessible way for the public.
He adds the online transparency could give taxpayers more confidence in how stimulus money is being spent and so boost their willingness to spend their own. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
Struggling bank Citigroup says it'll lower mortgage payments for some homeowners to an average of $500 a month for 3 months as part of a new program to help the unemployed. Customers who may qualify for assistance include those who are 60 days or more past due on their mortgages or in foreclosure. They can pay the reduced amount and have a first mortgage loan that meets certain specifications.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
Toyota's financing unit is in talks with a Japanese government-backed bank. The company hasn't provided any details, but Kyoto News and NHK reports that Toyota's auto loan unit is seeking a loan of about $2 billion. There's likely to be more bad news out of Detroit today. American car makers released their sales figures from last month, and analysts expect February to be even worse than January. That month was the worst in decades. And no one knows more about just how bad the car business is these days than the dealerships. But some of them are finding that the used car business is helping them get through this economic fallout. David Chong reports.
Carbon fiber, got the mini battery. It's got a 2.4.
Luis Rodriguez is shopping for cars.
What's the asking price?
But he's not looking at any shiny new models. He thinks he'll get more value with something slightly used.
I don't like buying brand new just because of the price itself, you know. You know, if you're buying mainly used, somebody already took the hit for it, you know, the depreciation money.
New car sales are on a dramatic downward slide, from around 16 million in 2007 to about 13 million in 2008. And it looks like things will get worse before they get better. With fewer people looking for new cars, dealers are depending on customers like Rodriguez to help them get through this slump. Don Herring Jr. owns 3 Mitsubishi dealerships in the Dallas metro area.
In 2001, we sold almost 10 new cars to every used car, and now we're selling 3 to 4 used cars to every new car. So the market has changed towards used cars like the rest of the country.
Herring says he's devoting more space on his lot for used cars. In fact, he's sending buyers out to auctions 3 times a week to snap up more of them. There just aren't enough trade-ins to keep up with demand. And he says he often can make more profit per used car sale than with new cars.
Used cars are still unique. It's probably the only one exactly like that, with that exact condition, those exact miles. And so it makes it a little bit more of a true market, a true free market.
Compare that with new cars. Herring says he's stuck with about a 2% profit margin, and that's when the economy is good. But used car sales won't save all dealerships. The problem remains with new cars. Sales are expected to drop to around 10 million this year. Sampac owns 3 Ford dealerships in Dallas.
If the industry stays at 10 million, we have major issues facing us. And those major issues would be too many manufacturers and too many dealers.
Pack says some dealerships will close, but he believes his experience and Texans' love affair with cars will keep his business running. In Dallas, I'm David Chong for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us online at our website, the numbers there, and podcasts, and our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.